I'm Lex, she's Jen, and we are the Bachelorettes. On this week's episode, we are covering Bachelor in Paradise, episodes 3 and 4, or 4 and 5? 4 and 5. 4 and 5. And girl, we have a lot to talk about, so y'all might as well just strap yourselves in right now.
Yeah, there is a lot that needs to be said. I will say that I have a lot of negative thoughts about the past two episodes and wondering, why are we even here? And why did they order more episodes if they were just going to give us shit like this? I don't get it.
Honestly, it's just like, how did we get here? Especially episode, like, we could have totally done without episode 4, I think, in my opinion. Like,
I think that if they cut out the Jared and Ashley parts about the past 3 episodes, that it would have totaled maybe two episodes total.
Yeah, exactly. Honestly, I have a bone to pick with these, whoever's show running VIP, because we could have cut out everything Jared and Ashley this week and just got one episode and just lived our fucking normal lives like normal human beings. But no, they said, we want you to care about Jared and Ashley, so we are giving you 2 episodes, where half of which is going to be things that we know you don't care about, but we're going to make you care about it. And they failed, because I don't care. I still don't care.
Still failed. But where did we leave off last time? I think that's when Aaron and his boyfriend showed up and they took Genevieve and Shanae on that date, right? That was the end of episode 3.
But it ended around when Teddy left.
Teddy, yeah.
So we left off. Yeah,
that's all the same day. Just for context, everyone, that's all in the same day.
Yeah.
That's day 4 on Paradise, by the way.
Actually, yeah. Which is, Paradise is taking hella long to ramp up. We're already on episode 4 and there's only been one rose ceremony. And if you think there was a rose ceremony this week, you're wrong. There was no rose ceremony this week. So we have a lot to get through. So first of all, where we left off, Rodney was looking for Teddy, and then people had to tell him she left, and he was kind of sad because he wanted to ask Teddy out, but she just kind of left suddenly. The tea on the street. Do I want to share the tea now, or do I want to share the tea later?
You can share the tea now, but okay. What I will say is that I want to highlight Rodney in this moment because his first thing was like, is she okay? Like, when Teddy left, the first thing he wanted to know is she all right? He doesn't care about this date shit. He cares about her as a person, and I appreciate that. Shout out to Hot Rod. Okay.
Shout out to Hot Rod. Everybody loves Rodney on the date. And so Rodney eventually decides he's not going to take anyone on the date because that person will just feel like they were second place, and he doesn't want anyone to feel like they were second place. Which is like, isn't that the cutest thing? Like... Absolutely the cutest thing. Never seen a man ever do that on this show. Ever. They usually are just like, well, I want to go on a date. I don't care if this girl feels like she's second or not. We're just going to go. And Rodney's like, nah, I'm going to still get to know these women. I just don't want them to feel like they're second place.
Correct.
So he decides to give up the date, which is very cute. But the tea on the street is that Teddy met Rodney and she really liked him. And the producers were telling her she could not go for him. And so she was like, if I can't go for him, I'm out. Like, that's what the word on... I don't know if that's really what happened, but that's what the word on the street is, that the producers were telling her she could not go for Rodney. And I'm just like, what the fuck?
Well,
honestly, if I were in that situation, I'd leave too, because what else? Like,
they had a pre-planned storyline for her and Andrew. Like, obviously, they had already had that set up. They wanted Andrew and Teddy and Brandon and Serene to be, like, one of the top 2 couples. Mm-hmm. So it's obvious they had this idea about what they expected was going to happen. And it's also obvious that Teddy and Andrew had their own ideas and expectations about their relationship. So I think part of that also is that heartbreaking realization, like, hey, I thought this person would be a great fit for me, and I'm realizing that they're not.
Right.
And then
seeing someone
who could be somebody
a great fit for you. And it's like, hold up, what?
Yeah.
And to me, it's obvious that they have plans for Rodney, too. If they are adamant, like, she can't talk to Rodney, they got plans for Rodney. So I am interested to see what happens there, honestly.
I think the plan for Rodney is Eliza, and I think that we're going to see that coming up next week. But I, you know what? I'm just going to, let's just flip ahead. Let's flip ahead for a second. Mm-hmm. So we know what happens. Rodney stays behind. And while Rodney stays behind, Jill is like, oh my God, I'm so in love with Rodney. I want to talk to Rodney. I think Rodney's going to be super great. Rodney's fantastic. Rodney's amazing. And you snooze, you lose, bitch, because the only person who makes an effort to talk to Rodney is Lace.
Is Lace.
After Brandon gives Rodney the pep talk, Brandon is just like, you know what, Rodney, like, every girl here is so excited to see you. You're the hottest commodity on this beach. You're amazing, bro. Like, I love Brandon was a great pep talk.
Hype man. He was hyping Rodney to fuck up, which he deserved, you know, because all the women were excited to see him. And so Brandon had to get him right real quick. He said, yeah, Teddy left, but all these other women, they really want to see you. Da 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 da. This person's this. This person's this. And I was like, yeah, that's his friend.
that's his friend. So, you know, Lace decides, you know what? I'm attracted to Rodney. I'm going to talk to him. So she goes up to the bar. She talks to him. Did I mention that Lace is a Scorpio? Y'all know. Mm-hmm. She did the Scorpio flirting move, and I was like, damn it, Lace, don't be putting our secrets on TV like this.
What is the Scorpio flirting move?
It happened at the bar. I'm not going to detail it any more than that. I don't want anyone else to get any ideas. But just if there
the run-in.
The Scorpio woman in your life, if you are in a relationship with one, and she, or you thought you made the first move, and then you watched this and you realized, oh shit, she did that. You're welcome.
Yes.
Okay.
Honestly, like, if you have a woman in your life with any Scorpio in her chart, she's there on purpose. Like, she's there on purpose. You think she happened by accident. It did not.
it was not an accident.
So you know.
You're welcome. That's really what I have to say to you. And so Lace is the person that Rodney does not know. And that's also to Lace's benefit, right? Because he doesn't know her. He doesn't know her history. Mm-hmm. He's not tainted by her not being as quote unquote young and hip as these other girls are, like, in the gang, right? Mm-hmm. So they have a chance to just talk and have conversation. And Rodney admits that Lace is what could be considered his usual physical type, which... Remember when I said this during Michelle season that I think Rodney dates white women? I did say it, y'all. I did.
Yeah. And when he said that, it confirmed it for me. I was like, oh, yep. He's into white women. All right, Rodney. But his mom's white, so.
That makes sense, right? And I mean, I don't remember much about, I mean, I don't know what Rancho Cucamonga is like as it relates to diversity. So I just, you know, I just said, okay, sure, sure. But they seem to be having a great time. Like, you know, this is a very surprising yet positive connection considering everything.
And yes, then... even and positive enough for them to walk off and kiss on the beach, which I was not expecting. But
listen,
first day on the beach, Rodney has his tongue down someone's throat.
He was getting play, okay? He was getting play. And at the same time, Jill is off like, oh, you know, it'll be totally fine. I'll just talk to Rodney when I get a chance. Lace is like forcing herself on him, in which case I was like, rolls eyes. Okay, Jill, remember, I don't like you. And then, I don't remember who. I think it was James who was looking out, and he was, or Casey, one of them. It was random white man. I just don't even care who's who at this point. And they were like, they're kissing.
Yeah. And Jill was just crushed because she was like, oh, shit, there goes my chats kind of thing. But it was like, girl, honestly, everybody is Jill's. I'm not even going to lie to you. Everybody apparently on this beach is Jill's, and she is just the victim and is heartbroken and is crushed every single fucking time.
Yeah. I'm like, you didn't even talk to them. Do you even know their name? It reminds me of Haley. I'm like, are you okay? Did you take your, you know?
Exactly.
What's happening here?
I'm tired of Jill being the victim in like every single scenario. I'm not even going to lie to you.
But don't worry. It continues. Jill's victimhood continues. It
continues.
So Lace and Rodney, surprising couple. We do that. Mm-hmm. And then we find out it's Justin's birthday when Genevieve, Shanae, Aaron, and James come back from this date. Mm-hmm. So it must have been Casey or one of the other white guys who are on the beach. Anyway.
Yeah.
And apparently... everyone's birthday happens on Paradise. Because apparently, later on in these episodes, you realize it's also Serene's birthday.
Yes, it's just like back-to-back birthdays, What month was this filmed in? Because I'm like,
This
it's
was
a
in
lot
June.
of. Oh, so it's a lot of Cancers
No, they're
slash
Geminis.
Gemini.
This is the beginning.
Oh
This
my
is the
God,
beginning
they're
of
all
June. They're
Geminis.
all Geminis.
No wonder it's like gets kind of chaotic.
Yeah, they're.
Genevieve as a Gemini makes a whole lot of sense. I'm not even gonna lie.
Genevieve's a Gemini. Justin's a Gemini. Serene's a Gemini. And then we find out in, I think, episode 5 that Jill and Jacob are Leos born one day apart.
Oh
So
wow.
there's a lot of interesting astrology being thrown around in
Yes.
these 2 episodes, which I am a fan
Definitely.
of. So
So,
they come back from this date. Logan's been depresso boy, as we saw from episode 3, just kind of like sad and doing his own thing. And so when Genevieve comes back from the date, she and Justin go to talk. And this is where things become more, how do I put this nicely? Terrible. Things become more terrible. That's the nicest way I could say that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the most hypocritical thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, trust me. Okay, y'all, remember last time it was Genevieve's birthday and she made such a big deal over Justin not doing anything for her birthday and not making her feel special. And so you would think, okay, it's Justin's birthday. She would do the opposite, right? No.
Hold
Some
on.
reason it's Justin's birthday and it's still not about her feeling special.
Yeah. So what happened was Justin went on the date with Victoria F the day before Genevieve's
Oh yes, it
birthday.
was the day before her birthday.
Genevieve's
That's true.
birthday was the rose ceremony day. So this
Right.
is the next day, day 4, when Aaron and James arrive and take Genevieve and Shanae on this date. So we realize that Justin and Genevieve are born one day apart.
Yeah.
So here we are, and this is the next day. And so, in order to make Justin feel special on his birthday, she went on a date with Aaron and made out with Aaron.
And made out with Aaron and came back and just had stars in her eyes and was telling everyone about how great the date was. Like, you can tell the energy they came back from the date with was glowing. Like, oh my God, I had such a great time. Like, they're boasting to everyone about this great date. And Justin's just in the corner, like,
So
Got
he pulls her to the side and he's like, hey, like, what's going
Or
on?
she
Like,
pulls
how,
him, but
or someone pulls somebody. And
yeah.
because at this point, they're the same person, right? So they
Yeah.
have pulled each other to the side. And Aaron and James are watching. They're watching this whole situation. And this spot may seem familiar to some because it's exactly where Tammy and Thomas made out in front of Aaron's face, which is
He's having
relevant. It's going
flashbacks.
back to this story.
Yeah.
So remember, it's been one date. We're on day 4. The person that she should have felt beholden to is Justin, considering that that morning they just made up, right? After she acted
Yes.
like a real bitch. So she's telling Justin that he's terrible and that Aaron is much better than he is. And Aaron
And
is the
she
only
doesn't
one who's
feel
made her feel
special
special. And he's
and
been very
wanted.
affectionate, and Justin is not any of those things. And then she starts raising her voice at him. And I was like, this is a problem. And Justin checks it. He's like, don't raise your voice at me. Don't yell at me. Don't do that.
As he should.
And she's like going on and on about how terrible Justin is. Da 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 da. And then she was like, oh, so you had a good birthday? No, bitch, I had a fucking terrible birthday. Thank you for asking. This whole
Like
time.
she literally sits there and tells him how after one single date with Aaron, Justin does not make her feel special. Justin does not make her feel wanted. Justin does not make her feel valued. After one date with Aaron and a couple of days on the beach with Justin. And it's like, girl, what is, like, I was like, what is going on? And she was like, oh, like, your behavior, it's, he was like, I got you a cake. And she was like, oh, but your behavior this morning, like, you only kissed me one time.
So he was like, so what, we're counting kisses now? And literally,
Yeah.
when he said that, I thought that I said the same thing in my head. I was like, we're counting kisses?
I kind of just looked at her like, what is wrong with you, girl? What
You only kissed me one time this morning. And so,
And so I took that to mean you do not care about me at all. You only kissed me one time.
you know what? And then, So we had this whole conversation about kisses, whatever. Pretty much you get the idea that Justin and Genevieve are over. But right. then Justin says, so you're not going to kiss me on my birthday? And she lights up. She lights
exactly. up. He said that and I was like, are we sure Justin has no Scorpio in his chart? Because.
But he's being an air sign man, okay? He's being a literal air sign man at this moment.
He's a Gemini for sure.
And she says, would you kiss me on my birthday? And he was like, of course I would. I did. Like,
yeah, he was like, I did kiss you on your birthday.
And then she leads in for the kiss and she kisses him.
And she actually kisses him. I was so surprised that she actually kissed him. Because I thought he was saying it as more of like a dare. Like, so you're not going to kiss me? You know?
I'm not surprised at all. Because, and then the other thing is, Justin had no idea she and Aaron kissed on that date. And that they were like, had gotten physicals. Because remember, Justin and Victoria did nothing. They hugged. They didn't kiss at all, which, you know, we get the confirmation for in this moment. So Justin has no idea that Aaron and Genevieve have been swapping spit all fucking day. Do I think he would have done it anyway? Maybe.
Yes. But I think he would have. I think he probably knew Aaron was watching.
Oh, he knows Aaron is watching. Because remember, they were on the same chaos. They were on the same season. They were on Catherine's season. So he knows Aaron's watching. Mm-hmm. And so, but here's the thing. Genevieve's his girlfriend. So he's allowed to kiss his girlfriend on his birthday, is he not? I'm just saying.
So it's chaos, honestly. But I love it. Was manipulative as fuck, but I loved it because Genevieve's also manipulative. So
they manipulated each other, and so she kissed Justin. She was really happy about kissing him in the moment. And then she realized, shit. Aaron probably saw this. Now I feel bad. So she goes to the shower and she's like, oh my God, is Aaron in there? I need to talk to him. And she's like crying and all this stuff. And this is where things get really bad for me. So I'm going to need you to talk about the rest of that part because it just really upset me.
It upset you? I was like, this is interesting. So she goes to want to talk to Aaron. Aaron's in the shower. There's a camera in the bathroom. And James then goes to Aaron and says, hey, Genevieve's here. She'll wait, you know. And Aaron asks James for the good body wash, the one that smells good. And I'm like, y'all are secretly together, aren't you? Like, I just... To me, it was such a relationship thing. Like, oh yeah, hand me the body wash. You know, the one that smells good. How does James know that? Y'all be showering together.
They're showering together. This is not a secret at this point. They are together and everyone knows it. They've been showering together.
They have been like, you can, to me, I was like, oh, for me, this scene just confirms they're together. And they're just here for clout. That's honestly. But anyway, he takes a shower. He smells good. He goes to talk to Genevieve. And she apologizes. He says he was waiting for her to say goodnight. She explains, you know, oh, Justin wanted me to kiss him for his birthday. And I'm like, girl, but you did it. Aaron immediately goes on the defense and is like, oh, that's so manipulative. He shouldn't have done that. Da, 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 da. And I'm like, Aaron, nobody forced her to kiss him. Like, he just asked and she did it. Like, that was not his fault at all.
But that's the part that pissed me off, because she was like, you know what, it's all Justin's fault. Justin manipulated me. Justin made me do this to hurt you. But how did he make you do that?
Exactly. Did he hold you down and press his lips against yours? No, you kissed him. More than once.
It wasn't just one peck.
It wasn't a peck. It was a nice, long, sensual kiss, like they've been kissing. But anyway, so long story short, Genevieve goes on a date with Aaron. Genevieve kisses Justin. And then Aaron consoles Genevieve about kissing Justin. If you want to call out a master manipulator, who is the master manipulator here?
Who is the actress in this scenario?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. So that happens. And then...
we have more drama with them, because the next day... Justin is like, cool, well, let's talk about this. Since we kissed last night, clearly we have something to talk about. This is after, by the way, she's making out with Aaron in front of Justin at breakfast. So Justin is like, that's very disrespectful. Because one, like, I would never have done that to you without even having a conversation with you about where I stand. Last night, you were just like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Then we kissed and you were fine. And then now you're making out with Aaron at breakfast. Like, that's weird. So it what's going weird. On there? And then so she starts, again, talking shit about Justin. And he's like, you know what? I'm over this. I'm done. I'm done. I'm not. I don't care. She's like, fine. Well, I hate you too. Like, I'm done too. Okay. No one cares.
Yeah, I was so happy he was done with her because it's so clear that she's just too immature for anything. Like, she's too immature to have a conversation. And that's what she keeps saying, like, oh, I just need to have a conversation. Like, we need to communicate more. Honestly, whenever somebody's like, we need to have better communication, for me, that's red flag. Because why do you need to have better communication when you just met? What's the issue? You know, like, why do you need to have better communication when somebody's just manipulative? Like, I don't anyway. Yeah.
So that's anyway, over. So we're done with this Justin Genevieve storyline. Yes. Sort of. So that's done for now. So remember, it's day five. We're on day five now. Mm-hmm. So usually there's a rose ceremony every 3 days. So we know they're supposed to be bringing down some other person on the beach, right? Mm-hmm. So we're sitting here. Like, there's a date card coming up. It's like, okay, cool. Who's date card? Let's do this. It's for Ashley and Jared.
I was like, are you fucking serious? Like, just send them on a date. Why do this? Like, I don't. Why are they even here?
They get a date card. No one gives a fuck about them. They're gone. I mean, everyone's upset. I don't know. Because Logan's like, I need to reconnect with Shanae. Oh, because Logan and Shanae had a conversation the night before where Shanae was like,
oh, no, they. So after Justin and Genevieve's conversation, Genevieve goes to Shanae and riles Shanae the fuck up. Because Genevieve's like, Justin doesn't make me feel wanted or pursued. And then Shanae gets in her head and she's like, Logan ain't stepping up either. And so she goes to talk to Logan. And says she wants reassurance. She wants to feel pursued. He doesn't clearly. He obviously doesn't understand because it's been like a day. And so she walks away. So Genevieve successfully just ruffles up some other relationships in the house.
Yeah, for fun. For fun. For but fun. I feel bad for Logan in this sense. One, I do think he should have been more assertive. Like, if your girlfriend went on a date with somebody else, that you should be on her the second she comes back. Number one. Mm-hmm. But I understand his perspective was like, one, to give her space to come to him, because he's like, you're still feeling, you're still, you had this date. You were gone all day. I don't want to overwhelm you when you were the one who was like out or whatever. Mm-hmm. And also Logan's a child. So also a child. So what do you expect? And so he's genuinely surprised at this conversation. He's like, but you were on your date all day. Like, what did you want me to do? Like, what reassurance were you looking for? Like, how was your date? Like, he's trying to have,
if anything, she should be the one kind of reassuring him to be like, hey, I had this date, but I'm still interested in you. And it's like, if she wasn't interested, then what could Logan do? You know?
Yeah. So I think he thought that she would come to him and talk about the date. She thought he should have been waiting there to ambush her as soon as she got back from the date. Mm-hmm. So we're on two different sides here.
Yeah.
So remember, Teddy has got home. Rodney has arrived. Mm-hmm. All of this stuff is breaking up, making up. Things are crazy on the beach.
Yes.
Things are a little bit.
Women have the roses.
Women have the roses and nothing is going well.
Women are dwindling.
Nothing's going well.
So, and then we get to Michael and Sierra. They're talking. And
was that day four? I think that was day five.
No, it's the same day. Yeah, it's the same day. It's the same day that Ashley and Jared go on the date. After they go on the date.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, so that's day five. Yeah. So that's... Because all the fighting happened on day four. So at night, after day six. I think. Yes. So we're on day five now, where Sierra's talking about being the best stepmother ever.
Yeah, she's like already worried for his kid and like already just saying all these things about like she doesn't want, you know, his child to be bullied for having a like stepmother. And I was like, Sierra, girl, like you are in there. Like, this is big things you're talking about. But I mean, honestly, if you're going to approach Michael, that's the only energy you need to have, because it's like, I feel like... Go ahead.
I think that is the energy you should have with him if you're at hometown status. I think just starting dating, That is something. Because remember,
it's a lot.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot. And he does not, he's not the type that moves quickly, as we could tell from Catherine's season. He does not move fast. So you telling him 3 days into your relationship that, because remember, they weren't even dating on day one. They weren't mm-hmm. They started talking, I think, on day two or day three. Mm-hmm. Day two. So you're telling him 3 days into your relationship that you're ready to be a stepmother to his child.
Yeah, that was a lot. I'm not even gonna lie. That was a lot.
But we haven't even had that second rose. She hasn't even given him a rose yet.
That's true. He gave her a rose, mm-hmm. but she hasn't given him a rose yet. I guess in her mind, they're like solid. And in his mind, it's like, oh, I'm just talking to this girl. They're just talking. She's just my friend.
You know, I think that he's attracted to her. He's interested in her. But he wasn't at the point of planning a life with her yet. Mm-hmm. I think maybe in a week or two, he could have been. I doubt it. I've already told you my thoughts that I think that they're not a good fit long term because mm-hmm. of how he lives his life. So there is that. I just, this was a lot for me. Like when she said that, I recoiled. Yeah,
I was a little bit like, like I get the enthusiasm, but and in the same vein, it's like I can understand where she's coming from because I can understand that she's excited and she also doesn't want Michael to think that she is not down. Like not down with a kid, not down with being a stepmom. I feel like she just really wants him to know that she's open to the idea. But maybe it was a little too soon to bring it in Michael's face to be, I'm cool with being a stepmom. Cause for him, that's very real. Like that's eventually what he's looking for. I don't know. I just feel like maybe it was a too soon conversation, but I wouldn't eliminate her out of my mind for that, you know? But anyway, so they have that conversation and then Brandon gets a date card. So a date card comes and it's for Brandon and we're like, yes, finally, you know, Ashley and Jared shit. He asks Serene on this date and we can just talk about that date. Honestly, the date was so cute, but I'm not going to lie, I was not paying attention. I paid attention when he said he was falling for her and I was like, oh, that's so cute. But I honestly don't know what else they were talking about. Very cute date though. Very cute date.
I guess they talked about other stuff. I don't know.
They talked about how they felt about each other.
He cried when he saw her get ready for the date.
Yes, like, that was very cute.
He was very emotional. Very, very, very emotional. Yes. Very, mm-hmm. very, very emotional.
And she looked good. She looked good. I'm not going to lie. She had it on this orange dress. This girl looked good. Mm-hmm. And she looks like Michelle.
She looked just like Michelle. She's a teacher like Michelle, similar mm-hmm. facial structure to Michelle, similar hair to Michelle. Mm-hmm. That is just Michelle, okay?
Like, yeah, just Michelle in a different body, honestly. So
pretty much that's what it was. So
he found his Michelle.
And so you know I'm happy for them. They are a good pair. I see that they have a solid future together. But like also, you know, like this is just a lot of emotion for mm-hmm. day five. It's a lot
It kind of is, and it kind of made it obvious to us that they had been dating for longer than they led us on to believe. Like they obviously just didn't just meet and start dating on the beach. They have been talking.
There's been something going on for quite some time for us to be at this point. But, I mean, and we know Brandon, like, falls fast or whatever as seen mm-hmm. on Michelle's season. But also, this is excessive.
To admit that you're falling in love with someone 5 days on the beach. I'm not saying it's impossible, but, you know, the way they're doing it, it's like, it's been more than 5 days. But, honestly, I'm very happy for them. I really, really, really hope that they last and become another success story for real, for real. Like, I feel like they have mm-hmm. potential for that.
Honestly. Yeah, they could be Jade and Tanner. Like, I see them as a Jade and Tanner type in terms mm-hmm. of, like, you know, marriage with kids down the line, like, very cutesy together, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because that's the real Paradise success story, to be honest. Yeah. Like, that's the only real current one right now that's actually still together years later.
Exactly, not Ashley and Jared. Anyway, so yeah, so that happened. And then to get back to Michael and Sierra's storyline. So Michael had confided in Wells that he was scared about Sierra calling herself a stepmother. He had all these like little fears and stuff. Anyway, so he goes to talk to Sierra. And I don't know what happened to me. I don't know if I was just not paying attention or what. Because in this moment, I was like, oh, this is just a normal conversation.
No. It really was blindsiding because she sets up a little date for him. Don't forget, she sets up a little date for him. And it's like she had like the telescope aligned to show this particular star constellation, whatever, whatever. Turns out she got a constellation for him, his deceased wife, and his son, like these three little stars together. So very, very cute, very
So
thoughtful,
cute.
whatever. So
Most
while this is
thoughtful
going
gift.
on, James says, oh, I know what this is about. Michael's like not really feeling Sierra like that. So I think he's about to break up with her. So everyone thinks that Michael has pulled her to the side to break up with her because this news has spread on the beach like wildfire. And Sierra is like, here's this cute thing I did for you and your wife and thing
Right.
to prove that, you know, I think I care about your past and, you know, I want you all to always feel like a family. Very,
Yes,
very
that's always
sweet.
beautiful. Very, the most thoughtful gift I have ever seen in my entire life. I kid you not. And
It's very thoughtful.
after that, I was like, there's no way Michael's gonna split up with her. And then guess what happens? He asked to split up with her, and I was like, what? After
Yes.
that nice ass gift, sir, what are you doing?
If he had stayed with her because of the gift, that would have been worse. Because if he broke up with her the next day, that would have been worse.
I don't know, girl. I was just like, because I don't know, maybe because my love language is gifts. If I were feeling some way about a person and they gave me a gift like that, I would be like, oh, this is the type of person you are? Bet we need to be together. But
Yeah.
obviously, that's not Michael at all.
It's not him at all. And I thought it was like very interesting how he framed this conversation. Like, yes, I'm still grieving my wife. I move a little bit slower and I don't want to use you or be using other people to get to different stages. So let's be friends.
And he was just like, he tells her there's something missing, which for me on the beach is code for I'm not that attracted to you. Honestly, like every
And
time somebody says there's something missing, you can tell.
I think he, but he is attracted to her though. I think he's just freaked out by how far ahead she is. And so I guess in his mind, it's like if I were as far ahead as she was, I would be feeling the same thing that she is, but I'm not. And so this is scary in a bad way. So
Oh
I
yeah,
don't think it was
scary
a
that she
lack of,
feels that way.
yeah, it's not a lack of attraction. I think it's just kind of like a, but she's not my future though. And this 26 year old girl is not my future though. So, you know, here we are. And then she asked him to, he asked her to be friends. She was like, you know, whatever you need to do, I respect that. I appreciate that. She walks away all elegantly. She's like, goodbye, everyone. I am leaving paradise tonight.
But I could tell she was pissed. I could tell. Honestly, I believe some producer was like, yeah, after you give him this gift, he's gonna want to be with you. And she did it, and he broke up with her, and I could tell she was pissed. Like in her head, she was like, they set me the And so she leaves, and I would leave too, honestly, if it was
Yeah,
me.
she was like, I'm not interested in anyone else. I don't want to watch him date other people. I don't want to use anyone else to, you know, pretend like I care about them when I only care about Michael. So I'm going to go. Bye. She left with her head held high. This was
She
not
did.
like Teddy's self-elimination, which was very chaotic and very confusing, considering there's so many hours missing from that day we never got to see. This is just her being like, this is fine. Thank you, Michael, for giving me this opportunity. Great to see you. Goodbye, everyone. Have a good night. And she
Good
dips.
luck. Have fun.
Yeah, she
I'm out.
leaves.
So, which I totally respect her for dipping, because she went in there. She knew she wanted to talk to Michael. She liked Michael. Like, it would be torture to feel that way about him and then see him try to date other people. Like, as much as we believe, like, we would be like, oh yeah, I'll be fine. Would we actually be fine? Probably not. So I respect her for it. But yeah,
Yes.
another black woman leaves the beach. We are just
We're losing
down
them.
in on yeah we're losing we're losing like what's going on people what's
it's
going
bad
on
then guess
so
what
now you were down what? To just three what
guess what Sally what? Comes down the steps that night.
Oh yes, Sally. It's kind of funny because Sally just shows up like, hey, I'm here, having zero clue anything that has ever happened.
Sally knows nothing about what's going on the beach. Sally has not even been on The Bachelor. Like, she didn't even meet the women. This was all very, very curious. So she has a conversation with Jesse, like, before she enters. Jesse's like, how many flights did you miss? And she was like, three. So I guess she was very, very conflicted about actually showing up on the show. And understandably so. And I say that because I just want to preface this by saying I don't know Sally as a person. I don't really know her life, anything like that. What I will say is that if you were engaged to someone and that relationship broke up and then very swiftly afterwards you were asked to be on a reality dating show to date someone else, and while there for that show, you realized that the day you were supposed to meet this man is the day that you were supposed to get married, that could cause a lot of feelings. And so she was well within her rights to choose to leave at that particular moment. When she got back to the real world, she and that man even got back together. And they were dating on and off for a period of time. And, you know, having never had a ring on my finger, but having had a serious relationship with someone where things were good, then bad, then good again, it can be hard to let go when you have tied your life to someone in that way, right? And then we find out through the show that she and the guy even work together. They work together. So he is constantly a part of her daily life, even if they're not fucking, okay? So it can be complicated to leave those ties behind. And so I understand her hesitancy with going on The Bachelor. And I also understand why she may have been hesitant to go to Paradise, especially considering how horrible these women have talked about her for never having been on the show.
And how horrible the producers have been to her.
Correct.
Like, I'm sure she's watching this back like, what the fuck?
She has had no idea about this suitcase thing. You probably told her, like, oh, we brought your suitcase down early. Just, like, you know, play with this.
Just
like,
go with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we joked about that. She was like, oh, no, I checked my bag and, you know, it just went ahead. That's not how that works. If a passenger doesn't board the aircraft, you have to remove the luggage. So unless the bag is under the producer's name, that's not the truth. I'm just saying. Just saying, there's like a whole separate thing that goes with that as someone who knows shit about airports. So it's just like, you know, I understand she would be very conflicted going down there. And based on who we have seen her hang out with outside of the show, you know, she's good with Kira. She's good with, I think, Cassidy Timbrook is the other person that she's cool with. But you don't see her hanging out with anybody else, really, from Latin season. So Sally comes down knowing Justin is there. Probably not even knowing that Genevieve and Shanae and those people are there, and not really knowing what's been said about her aside from the fact that they made a joke about her suitcase being brought down early, but she's not there yet. So I just want to set the scene for what's happening here. Annie Wells has given this fantastically horrible fake story time about her to everyone that Genevieve and Shanae believe wholeheartedly.
Yeah, and then she comes. Okay, so now we're going into the next episode, which is the Tuesday night episode, and she comes in, and you know, Wells gave everybody the story of like the producer being locked in the trunk and the ex not wanting her to go on the show and blah 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 blah. And so she comes down and she's like, yeah, you know, I had work stuff. I was dealing with like work shit, and I reached out to real Bachelor jobs to ask, you know, what she does. And she has a legit job. Like, she has a legit job in robotics. So I believe that she had work stuff. Like, I sincerely believe she had work stuff. She has a complicated job. So she shows up and she tells everyone, you know, she got caught up with work. And honestly, she's so precious to me. Her accent is very country. Very, you know, she's fresh on this show from the Midwest, don't know nothing about nobody, don't care, don't want to put on airs, just wants to be herself, and I respect that. And then people immediately start attacking her. And it was like, oh, Sally, you don't know what show you're on. Like, you, this is not Love is Blind, girl. This is Bachelor in Paradise. It's either you attack or be attacked. So the girls confront her on that. Honestly, it was this, you might have to talk about this because this was very confusing to me. All I saw was the, like, people confronting her like, oh, you had an issue with your boyfriend. That's not why you're here. And she just cusses them out and she's like, girl, I got dirt on all y'all.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think what happened was she said hello to everyone. She went to, you know, went to the bar, whatever. Like, oh yeah, you know, I was running late. You know, I had some work stuff I had to take care of, but I'm here now. And you know what? She says that that's true. She doesn't tell everyone how many flights she missed. She doesn't know that they have been told this fantastical story by the producers. So all she knows is that her suitcase was sent ahead and that they know she was supposed to be there and she wasn't. So she tells them, oh yeah, I had work stuff. I got caught up, but you know, I'm here now. I'm just ready to do this thing. She goes to get a drink. And then Genevieve and Shanae are just like, oh, well, she's a liar. She's a terrible person. Like, how dare she lie about this? Everyone knows it's because of her stupid ex. So she goes, they go over there with the intent to start shit. And so there is a huge part of that conversation that is cut out. And I believe it's cut out deliberately because we see them talking at the bar, having a slightly heated conversation, and then Sally just walking away. Mm-hmm. I'm like, there's something missing from this. And I feel like, because we find out later, she said, I don't want to talk about the boyfriend on camera, the ex on mm-hmm. camera. Mm-hmm. And she said that. Mm-hmm. And so, and I think she probably said it to Shanae and Genevieve at the bar. Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk about this man on camera. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what it seems like. Because she was just like, yeah, it was work. The first time I didn't make it was because of work. You're like, oh, we know you were supposed to be talking. You were talking to your ex, whatever, whatever. And she was just like, I don't want to talk about this. And so mm-hmm. she leaves, mm-hmm. right? They follow her mm-hmm. and then proceed to yell at her in front of everyone like, you're a liar. Mm-hmm. You're a fake. It's all about your stupid ex. And so that is when she's like, listen, yes, I may have my personal shit that I was going through, but everyone has their personal shit, including all of you. And I know there's some things that y'all wouldn't want spoken about on camera. And I have told you I don't want to talk about this mm-hmm. on camera. Mm-hmm. She clearly says, and I have told you. So that mm-hmm. means that she clearly she said it to Genevieve times. And Shanae.
I've told or like you. she made it seem like literally everyone on the beach knew.
Yeah.
She did not want to talk about this on camera. It like everyone from everyone on the beach to the producers to behind the scenes, like I got the impression that mm-hmm. everyone knew she did not want to talk about this on camera. And then guess who tries to get her to talk about it on camera? Like, I would be pissed off too.
Yeah.
Especially so, if like you're around people who also have the same things, who are also like, hey, I don't want to talk about this on camera. I don't want to talk about this on camera. And mm-hmm. you agree, like, yes, okay, I will not talk about that on camera. Mm-hmm. And then for them to turn around and talk about your shit on camera, it's like, girl.
Yeah. And listen, I was hoping she would spill some tea. I was hoping she would talk some shit about these people, but she didn't because she's a classy lady and I hate that for me. I hate that for me.
Because I would have spilled all the tea, girl, like all of it.
Did you guys know that Scorpio and Taurus are sister signs? This is obviously this moment between Lex and I. Because we're like, oh, y'all want to play filthy.
Exactly.
Okay. Let me tell you something about your shit. Tell me about your shit.
Exactly.
That's the first thing.
We can first get messy off. Real quick. If you get messy with us, we are spilling the tea.
My goal in life is to just remind you of who you're speaking to. Yeah. And then the worst part is that because we know a lot of things, like you could tell from Casey and Michael Hank, because Michael's also a Taurus, right? Michael A. Mm-hmm. So how they talk about the other people on the beach, which very much gross in a way, by the way, Casey especially, but Casey, y'all know yeah. already how I feel about Casey. Mm-hmm. And Michael A, if he's that close to Casey, also rubs me the wrong way. So whatever. I think that how Casey talks about people and his little like cutting digs, whatever, whatever. Don't cross a Scorpio. That would look like a day in the park.
I know. Casey would not want us to talk about him. I'm just like saying.
So all of this, there's a lot of stuff going on. A lot of things are mm-hmm. happening. And Sally's like, fuck this. I'm leaving. Because mm-hmm. it seems like this was like her one condition. And within mm-hmm. 50 minutes of being on the beach, it's broken.
Yeah, pretty much. And she was like, yep, I'm out of here. Like,
yeah. So Romeo was like, Sally, what's going on? Like, let's talk about this. And Romeo would potentially know Sally if he and Kira are friends and Kira is friends with Sally. So he would have at least met her or been familiar with her in some way as a friend of Kira's. And so she's trying to explain what's going on. Then Justin comes in and takes over. And kind of like, because, you know, Justin and Sally have kissed at Stagecoach, which, by the way, Justin admits in this episode. And I was like, wow, Justin, really? It's almost like you owe Kira a fucking apology for calling her a liar on the internet.
Exactly. For something you definitely did and admitted to. That was weird. That's weird.
That's suspicious. I just
wanted to start drama. I don't know. That's weird.
Hate it. You know, he goes to talk to Sally. Sally's like, no, I'm not going to do this. I'm leaving. Like, I asked for one thing. Second I walk in, I'm being attacked, whatever, whatever. And so Justin's prospect of a rose just evaporated into thin air. And the thing I would like to point out is that the reason why Genevieve did this is because she was like, well, Justin doesn't know the truth that he deserves to know. If you don't mind your fucking business, it had nothing to do with you.
Exactly. And it's like this whole time, even when Justin was out on the date and they and then she had heard about Sally, she had started freaking out about Sally since then. And I don't think she ever forgot. So Genevieve is just is the bully. Is all I am getting from this is Genevieve is the toxic ass bully that she painted Shanae to be. Or maybe they're just two peas in a pod. I don't know.
Yeah, that's my thing. I was like, is it that they didn't like each other because they were too much alike? Like,
exactly. Because she is totally fine with Shanae being a bully as long as she's not bullying her. That's what I believe, because she was totally fine bullying Sally right alongside Shanae. And it was like, look at the pot calling the kettle.
I was not a fan of this. I don't like it. And so this is the only negative stuff we've seen with Shanae in Paradise, for context. Because prior to this, she was super nice to Lace. She was having no issues, no drama. All of a sudden, she and Genevieve go on a date together and they're like toxic twins.
They are besties bullying other women. And honestly, and I feel it's more Genevieve than Shanae. Because I feel like if Genevieve didn't get in her head and didn't start shit and didn't start, oh, she's lying, da-da-da-da-da, Shanae would have been perfectly happy. Shanae would have been like, all right, Logan, what's going on? You know, all right, whoever else she's interested, James, what's going on?
She's got her own shit to worry about.
Yes, but Genevieve was the one like, oh my God, Sally, da-da-da, she's lying. We need to confront her. No, Genevieve, shit, sit your ass down. Like, ain't nobody care. Shut up.
Yep. So, and she was like, well, Justin only likes Sally for the rose. And we're just looking at her like, but you were so concerned that he was going to leave you for Sally. You were
so pressed. She was so pressed.
Listen, Genevieve is the villain, and so is Jill. Yes. I've told you all.
I will die on this hill.
here we are. And then, of course, things get even more chaotic because, of course, we see too much of Ashley and Jared, which, again, we're skipping all references with them.
Yeah.
But Jill and Jacob have apparently been hanging out. They get a date. They get, I guess, this is the next day. So, this is the next day after Sierra has left and Sally has left.
Yes. So,
The suitcase leaves.
Before that, Peter shows up.
Peter shows up on day six when there's supposed to be a rose ceremony. It was during the day.
Yeah, this is the next day after Sally leaves, Peter shows up.
Yeah. Yeah. And Peter is Pizza Pete, by the way, not Pilot Pete. Yes.
Peter. So yeah. So first Peter came up and I was like, who is this guy? And then I remembered it's the dumb shit from Michelle's season. Who was a narcissist?
The one that threw the jacket in the pool.
Yes. Whose jacket was it? It was like Will or something.
It was Will's jacket. Yes. And then, so they actually gave Will a different jacket, by the way, after the fact. And because Will and Brandon are close, so Brandon has the older jacket, the one that, what's his name, actually threw in the water. So, yeah.
Aw. Okay.
Gross.
That's nice. So that guy, Peter Pizza, whatever the fuck, shows up. And obviously can only talk about pizza. Like, this man, I swear to God, this man only talks about two things, pizza and himself. And if those two things combine, even better.
So he thinks that he can pull Victoria Fuller, which is the highlight of this whole moment.
I know, he pulls her first and I could not stop laughing.
Because Victoria's looking at him like, What is
She's just like, yeah, okay, I have zero interest in you, but I'll have a conversation.
Yeah, like I feel like the women are obligated to at least, I feel like when people enter, you're obligated to speak to the new person. I don't think you have a choice to say no. So she talks to him and she finds him terribly boring, as we knew she would. Then he talks to Brittany, who very similar and looks to Victoria in terms of like, you know, they're both petite, you know, dark brown hair, whatever, right? And so Brittany, with her fucking Aquarius ass, is like, oh my God, this sounds so interesting. He's also an Aquarius. Let's be cool.
Like, yeah, and they seem to, they actually seem to get along. And I was like, oh, okay.
I think it's because in that moment, he wasn't talking as much about pizza or himself.
Yeah.
Because he was trying to pull her for the date. So she agrees to go on the date with him, which is the most bizarre thing in the world. She thinks he's cute, which is the other bizarre thing in the world.
Yes, it was so weird. And I was like, you know what? There's someone for everyone.
Every pot have them lid, okay? Every pot have them lid. But the lid for Peter's pot is not Brittany. Because the second they're on this date, a beautiful yacht date, by the way, just lounging on a yacht, they get to jump in the water, all this stuff, champagne, snacks, the whole nine yards. They're in the water, and the first thing he asks her is, what's the first thing you noticed about me?
After talking about pizza the entire date.
and she was like, oh, your eyes are like a nice blue-green color. He was like, that's it?
Yeah.
She was like, yeah.
And then he proceeds to brag about how he won best eyes in high school. And it's like,
that's not a thing. That's not a thing.
Who remembers high school superlatives? Like, I just...
That's not a thing. No one wins best eyes in high school unless some people have, like, purple eyes or, like, gray eyes or something. Like, no one does that.
It was so weird. And it was just so obvious, like, he only wanted to talk about himself. And she... You could see her energy on the date was just going down and down and down and down until, like, she was just, like, one word answers. Like, okay. Oh, okay.
Her ITM, though, she was very graceful in her ITM about how terrible the date was going. Very graceful. And you know what? That's a class act, that Brittany.
She definitely is. She definitely. Even though you can tell there was nothing there, both for Peter and Romeo, it wasn't like she never went and trashed them. It was just more like.
Well, she did trash Romeo. She did trash Romeo. She said she'd rather get hit by a bus than accept
Romeo's rose.
She did trash Romeo.
I forgot about that. That's hilarious.
But Peter decides, again, oh, this date's going really well. I know one thing that'll make it better. And he leans in. See, I'm leaning into the mic. He leans in to kiss her. And she gives him the same, you know, brush off she gave to Romeo. She was like, I don't move that quickly. I'm not like a fan of that. I haven't kissed anyone yet, but you know.
She decides to give him a hug and a little pat on the back. And that was it. And then so this man, after talking about himself and his pizza business all fucking day and gets rejected by the kiss, does not think, huh, maybe she was feeling it. Thinks, oh, she's not ready for love.
she's not here for the right reasons.
Exactly.
That's what he tells all the men. So he tells Casey and Romeo, because they are from his season, and I guess they're the only ones who'll be willing to speak to him, because Brandon obviously is not going to talk to that motherfucker, number one. So he's telling Casey and Romeo that, oh, Brittany's fake, and she's here for the wrong reasons. And Romeo was like, really? And Casey's like, that's interesting. Why would you say that?
And both of them fully believe this man is only here to promote his pizza business, which he is.
They know. They know this man is just being ridiculous. And so Brittany is talking to Lace, to Victoria Fuller, and to Ashley I about what happens on this date. And I also thought that was very telling who she pulled to have this conversation with, the more quote-unquote mature woman on beach. And... yeah, like
the way they both explained the date was hilarious, because Peter's explaining it like he nailed everything, they're having great conversation, and meanwhile Brittany's telling the girls like this man is not only interested in himself, like, and they're like, yeah, we get that. Honestly, like, Peter is so delusional. Just the listening to him describe the date and listening to Brittany describe the date, it's like only one of these is true.
And we know which ones it is.
Exactly.
Ridiculous. So that happened, and that was a thing. So of course now we have way more men than women, right? So then Jill and Jacob go on a full date. It's the full moon in Sagittarius. That's, you know, exactly when filming took place, by the way, and whose birthday is when. Full moon in Sagittarius. And so they do this date situation, and it's a spiritual date, I guess. They're howling at the moon, literally howling like wolves. There's a part where they get naked and they do trusty stuff with each other. There's a lot of conversation. They kiss. They seem to be having a good time. And we can see that since the rose ceremony, you know, Jacob and Jill have had a connection, and Lace and Rodney have had a connection. And that's fine. I'm happy for Rodney and Lace that they have fun with each other, because that's really what we want. Like, we want them to find love, but we also want them to have fun with each other. And Rodney's the only person who doesn't talk about Lace like she's a piece of shit. So I appreciate it. So here we are. Jacob and Jill go on their date. They come back. And then, dun, 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 we have a blast from the past appear on the beach. And it's our girl Kira.
Oh, yes. I was like, who's the blast from the past? Kira.
You're like, who is that? Kira. Kira comes on the beach.
Kira appears like a witch in the night. Okay, I know. I don't want to call her a witch. But no, it was epic the way she appeared. I was like, oh, shit. Kira.
comes down and she's like, I think I had some unfinished business. So, Jacob, can we talk? And so she pulled Jacob to the side to talk. Jill is like, oh, Kira's here to ruin my relationship yet again. Here to steal my man yet again. She's a terrible person. I'm like, wow. You think that Kira knew that you and Jacob went on a date and that she gives a shit about you?
Exactly. And it was like, for me, this is where I was like, I just can't with Jill. Because she's a victim every single fucking time. And when somebody is a victim every single time, that tells you quite a lot about who they are. Because why are you always the victim, girl? Why are you always the victim? And it's not like, I don't know. It's just weird to me, because it's not like Jacob was overly enthused to see her. She was just like, oh, okay, cool, let's talk. Right? It would be so different if Jacob was like, oh my God, Kira, oh my God, okay, we need to talk. But he was just like, all right, well, you want to talk? Okay, cool, let's talk. And the more they're talking, like, Jill is just literally on the side, just anxious as hell. She starts crying. Oh, wait, no, not Jill, not Jill. But Kira's talking to him, and Jill's just anxious, making all these snide comments, making all these snide remarks. And it's like, Jill, just chill. Like,
And then the part that upset me is that Brittany was, like, agreeing with her.
Yes.
Like, and I was like, Kira has done nothing to you. What are you talking about? Like,
Kira asked to have a conversation. Like, girl, what? And the thing is, if you and Jacob's bond was that strong, you would not be threatened by somebody else. And if somebody else threatened it, then that means it wasn't that strong in the first place. Like,
listen, hot ass mess. So Jacob and Kira are literally just talking. Kira's like, you know, I was very confused about why you sent me home. I still do have feelings. And I just want, is there an option? Is there a possibility for this? And so, again, this competition isn't even going on that long. Jill is making it seem like it lasted for, like, several hours. It did not. It's obvious it wasn't that long. And so Jill storms off, like, I'm going to bed. And then Brittany goes over. They're like, what are you doing, Jacob? Jill's going upstairs because she's upset. Like, how could you do this to her? And I'm like, do what? Why are you over here smiling and like, touching her? What?
Thing is, like, Jacob wasn't even talking. He was just listening to her. Kira was the one talking. He was just being a gentleman.
Like, I think he touched her hand. I think he touched her hand to comfort her.
Yes, because Kira did start tearing up. And she was saying shit like, I don't believe any of the shit she said, by the way. But she was saying shit like, oh, you feel like home. And I just feel so comfortable with you. And Jacob was not saying anything in response. Like, he was just comforting her. Like, aw, this is how you feel? Aw.
I think the reason why that is because Jacob was one of the ones who didn't make fun of her. So, like, with her being, like, fun and wild and whatever. And that's why she felt so comfortable with him. Like, because Romeo was a safe person for her. And then he went off and, like, pretty much, like, trashed her to jail and all this stuff, right? So, for her, the only person who was genuinely nice to her, who she was able to be her weird self with, would have been Jacob in that moment from her experience on the beach. So he would have felt comfortable and like home for her on paradise because he was the one that wasn't judgmental.
That wasn't judging her, you know?
Yeah.
And not like Casey, who was just...
Yeah. Slut shaming. Okay. By the way, Casey has never apologized to her, but Kira says it's okay. I disagree that it's okay, Kira,
it's
but
not, yeah,
sure.
It's not okay. It's not okay.
I disagree that it's okay, but whatever you say, girl, you like it, I love it. If you support, mm-hmm. if you're okay with Casey not apologizing, I guess I won't tell you what I would do to him if I were you.
But we are not okay.
We are not okay.
We are not okay with it.
We are not okay. So Jacob is like, you know, Jill and I have a really good connection. I'm sorry that, you know, I can't be that for you. Like, he's mm-hmm. a gentleman with how he lets her down, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah.
And I think Kira just wanted that clarity. Mm-hmm. Because for her, it kind of came out of nowhere that he gave the rose to Lace. It wasn't even like, oh, he gave the rose to, like, he gave the rose to Lace.
Right.
And she was like, dude, what? Like, I thought that you and I had, like, a much better connection than what happened with you and Lace.
Mm-hmm.
And we probably know the truth that, you know, it was a producer rose. For Lace, which is fine, but probably, also terrible for Lace because they're doing everything to make her stay as uncomfortable as possible and
keep her on the show.
Keep her on the show. I don't like this at all. I was just talking to someone about that like earlier today before we recorded this. But yeah, so Kira says, okay, thank you for telling me. Jacob goes off to console Jill, whatever.
Whatever.
Jill talks about Kira. I don't care.
Yeah,
they're fine.
Whatever. It goes to, but I feel like that's pretty much the future of anyone and Jill. They will always be needing to console her because she's always the victim.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So no one cares about that part.
Mm-hmm.
This is the part that I care about. What happens after that? You know, Romeo goes up to Kira like, oh, hey, you know, you're back.
First of all, this is just so funny how he just ran into her on the beach like a producer didn't say, okay, this is what's going to happen. Go up and talk to her, right? So
yeah.
She's walking on the beach. He's walking on the beach. They run into each other, air quotes on run in. And it's like, oh, it's like a meet cute. Like, oh, hey, you're here. Oh, I'm here too. What's going on?
Yeah. And I you know, he consoles her. He consoles Kira because she was like, yeah, you know, I got what I needed. But, you know, it's still been, you realize it's been very hard for her that everyone has been very judgmental of her on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And she says to Romeo, like, you were one of the only ones who wasn't treating me like shit. But also he kind of did because of Jill. But, you know, whatever. Well, we'll take it. I guess because they've been friends for longer. That there is some grace given there. I mean, I guess if you want to forgive people, that's your thing.
Yeah,
seems like a very forgiving person is what I will say.
Forgiving is your thing.
Forgiving is your thing. I guess that makes one of us. I'm a Scorpio. What is
and
this
I'm a Taurus.
But okay, Kira. So she, we do like Romeo, like in real life. Okay, like,
yeah,
we don't think he's a terrible person.
No.
But
no.
You know, Romeo is even tearing up. You know, as he's hugging her because she's crying and he's feeling emotional. Romeo's a Cancer, isn't he?
Yeah, you said. Yeah, he has a bunch of Cancer.
He's a Cancer man.
Yeah.
Of course he's crying. Like Romeo's a Cancer. Of course he's crying. So this whole thing is happening. And then they kiss.
Yeah, and she says, yeah, the conversation kind of takes a turn. And she's like, you know, we would have made a really good couple. And Romeo's like, yeah, we would have. And I'm like, yeah, y'all would have.
We're all agreeing at the exact same time. And then they kiss.
Yeah.
And then she's like, would you want to leave paradise with me? Because that's when Romeo realizes she wasn't here to stay. She was there to leave paradise. And he was like, tonight. She was like, yeah, tonight. And you can see him thinking about it. He's like, do I want to leave the beach? He's like, but I do kind of want to explore things with Kira. But do I want to leave the beach? But Kira's a great kisser. Do I want to leave the beach?
This man stares at her for a good 10 minutes. It's the most longest, awkwardest pause you've ever seen in Bachelor Nation.
Well, right? And you know what? I don't even think it was that long. I think they cut the same clip over and over again and just played
it. And just made it seem like he waited hella long. But it was funny.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. It was a good editing choice.
It was a good editing choice. And then, you know, because you see her smiling several times in that clip. That's how I know it was the same clip duplicated. And then he says, yeah, okay, let's go. And so they go.
And so they leave the beach together.
And the last time this happened was when Dean left the beach with Kaylin, by the way, which was many seasons ago. It was like season 4 or 5.
Yes, I remember. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I remember. I think it's the season. I think it was 5 because I think I started watching that season.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were both on there, but then she wanted it to be serious and he didn't.
And so he left.
And then he came back and he was like, hey, you want to just live in a camper van with me? And she was like, sure.
I mean, and they're still living in that camper van. Well, they have a house now. They have a house now. But yeah, they're still together. They're good.
Still together. They are a Bachelor in Paradise success story, in my opinion, because they pretty much got together on Paradise and they're still together. And so, yeah, for Romeo and Kira to get together to this way tells me that they might be more serious than we realize.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I remember I told her, I was like, there's something more happening here. Mm-hmm. Jill cannot hate Kira this much for nothing.
Right.
And for nothing, meaning that, like, Jill sees this as some kind of personal attack every single time. It must mean that they either must have been best friends and Jill went after Romeo knowing Kira liked him, or vice versa. Mm-hmm. I doubt it wasn't vice versa. Or, like, Jill has always been insecure of Kira's presence in Romeo's life and in anyone's life. And so this is just, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was definitely something else going on for the way Jill was coming at Kira. For both Romeo and Jacob, or at least not at least coming, but just reacting, it was like, yeah, something.
And there's something off there. Mm-hmm. But there is this, at the end, where they're doing like the exit interview, like Romeo seems very shell-shocked and kind of like uncomfortable. And people are like, oh, that proves that he didn't want to be with Kira anyway, and that he's regretting his decision as soon as they leave Paradise. And I'm like, I don't know that he's regretting it. I don't know. I don't know if they're still together. I don't know what's going on. So I'm just waiting for the update. So Kira, Romeo, if you were listening, slide into the Bachelorette's DMs. Y'all know who I am. I'm Jen. I run the Instagram. Slide into the DMs and send me the couple photos. Like, you don't have to post it for anyone else. Lex and I just need to know for us. Okay.
Right. We will keep it. We will cherish it. We will not share it with anyone. We just need to know.
Like, are you all still together?
And yes.
I guess that will be our question of the week. Do you think that Kira and Romeo are still together?
That is a very good question. That's a very good question. And we need, this is important things, people. Drop what you're doing and head to Spotify right now and answer this question, because this is the important things. These are the important topics. Are Romeo and Kira still together?
Right? So, I mean, I'm happy for them if they are. And if they're not, I'm sad they're not still together. But I do want them both to find love, whether it's together or separately. So let's get... Shout out to the Black people, right?
Shout out to the Black people. We are doing it this season. Honestly, because also in this episode, it was Serene's birthday. And, you know, birthdays in Paradise are usually shit. But this time, Serene confided in Brandon about how she didn't really have, like, good birthday parties growing up. Her mom used to go around the neighborhood and beg children to come to her birthday party. So her birthday was never a big thing. So Brandon decided he is going to throw her a party, or like at least bring everyone. He brings everyone together on the beach to celebrate Serene's birthday. And honestly, it is the cutest thing that I have ever seen on this beach. I kid you not. Like, I kid you. And I was just like, wow, that's incredible. Like, the Black people on this beach are showing out. They are showing out. They're great. They're thoughtful. They're gift givers. They're wonderful. What are the white people doing? Nothing.
Exactly. Nothing. Nothing.
Exactly.
Exactly. So, you know, we out here. We doing our thing. That's kind of how the show ends. The episode ends with, you know, Kira and Romeo riding off in the white luxury SUV together. And then we see the promos for next week. Mm-hmm. Which is two episodes again. We finally have our rose ceremony. Finally.
Yes, finally.
And we realize that the competition's dwindled quite a bit. It seems like, we don't know if James or Logan gets eliminated as it relates to Shanae. That's a love triangle that's still kind of happening. Mm-hmm. But we see that Casey's clearly gone. There are several guys that we see who are clearly gone after what happened at that rose ceremony. Because remember, I think there's like five or six women. And then, like,
there's like five women. No, there's like, I think there's seven women and 12. No, there's five women and 12 men.
Yeah, it's a lot of men.
It's a lot of men.
So the women that we know are there for sure. Serene, she's giving her roast to Brandon. Brittany. Mm-hmm. Oh, without Brittany and Andrew S. We forgot to talk about that.
Oh my God. Yes. We forgot.
They're also Aquarians together, by the way. I think he's also an Aquarius. So And shoot, Brittany lives in Chicago. Andrew S. lives in Chicago. This is just context. Ooh, so they would have been familiar with each other in the Chicago scene. They know mm-hmm. who the other person is. And Andrew talks about them having met before, but like never really, you know, connecting. And he thinks that it would have been better for them to have connected earlier instead of like just starting their connection now. And she was like, I've like had to reconnect since I've been on Paradise. So like, you know, it's a little joke, but that they seem to be hella compatible, like right off the bat, which I thought was interesting.
I thought that was interesting too.
Right into sucking face. And I was like, you know what? I'm with it.
And it was so funny because it was right after Britney's date with Peter too, where she rejected him because she was like, I don't move that fast if I'm not like totally into someone, so bye. And so she talked to Andrew, and Andrew was like, yeah, I didn't think you were interested in me. And she was like, I don't think you were interested in me. And so they kind of realized they're interested in each other, and bam, kiss. Yeah. And it was kind of like a fuck you to Peter too, honestly.
Yes, it sure was. But you know what? I'm happy for this. So right now, we know that Lace and Rodney are together. Brittany mm-hmm. and Andrew are together. Brendan and Serena are together. Mm-hmm. Jill's going to give her rose to Jacob, as we know. Mm-hmm. Genevieve's going to give her rose to Aaron. So Sinead, they're six of them.
Oh, yeah.
Victoria F is going to give her rose to Johnny. Mm-hmm. So then there's Sinead, who has to choose between Logan and
James. Also, and there's James. Seven women.
Yes, so there's seven women, the and there's 12 men.
In the previews, it makes it look like there's only five women left. So I really wonder what's going to happen.
I think that, I mean, I have to rewatch that preview again just to kind of like clarify something, because I know for sure they only bring in five women into Casa Amor. Yeah. So that means that people leave. You know what, everyone? Please hold one moment while we pull up this promo. Yes, so the promo for next week is where we see there's finally going to be a rose ceremony. There's seven women, 12 men, and after the rose ceremony is when this Casa Amor style thing happens, which is when they bring in other girls to tempt the guys, I guess. So from what I remember, Casa Amor and Love Island is where they bring the equal amount of girls to the amount of guys that are there, right?
Yes.
So based on what I'm seeing in the promo, it's only five girls they bring in, and we know there are seven guys because there are seven women roses, right?
Yeah.
So that's just what I was like. Just so we know, the seven women who are left are Victoria F, Serene, Brittany, Lace, Jill, Genevieve, and Shanae. So that's seven. So based on the promo actually tells you exactly who's giving the rose to who. So Brandon gives the rose to Serene. Shanae gives her rose to Logan. Genevieve gives her rose.
Or so women have the...
Genevieve gives her rose to Aaron. Jill gives her rose to Jacob. Liz gives her rose to Rodney. Brittany gives her rose to Andrew. And who did I forget? Victoria F. to Johnny.
Who do we forget? Lace. You said Victoria F, Lace, Jill, Brittany, Shanae, Genevieve.
Serene,
yeah.
Brandon, right? So we know that Casey's going home. We know that Michael A is going home. We know that Justin is going home. We know that Pizza Peter is going home. And we know that, who's the other guy?
James?
James is going home. Shanae does not choose James. She chooses Logan. So after this rose ceremony has happened, they send all the women away to the hotel, and they bring in five women to tempt the men to see if they want to stay in their relationships or if they want to leave. Eliza is one of those women, and Eliza is one of the women that Rodney was interested in. So this is going to be a hard setup for Lace, because it's like, ooh, this is who Rodney actually wanted to see on Paradise. Is this going to keep your relationship strong? Then we see that, so Sarah Hamrick is there, and Jesenia is also there, as are two white women, who I don't know who they are. But we see in the promo that Jacob makes out with one of these white women. We see there's some stuff happening. There's some stuff happening between the guys and these new girls. And, well, obviously not with Brandon. Brandon would never cheat on Serene. Context. And we don't see Andrew doing anything with any of the women either.
The new women. Yes.
So we just see Rodney and Eliza talking, and we see Jacob with a couple of women. Mm-hmm. And we see Logan also with a woman, but not kissing or anything. So there are some things that are happening, but I don't know. I don't know.
So. I don't know either. But the real question for me is, are they going to bring in men for the women? Because on Love Island in Casa Amor, that's what Casa Amor is about. You know, it's not just one side gets to experience new people. Both sides do. So I want to know, are they bringing in more men? Because that's honestly what this show needs.
Well, I think the reason why they did it this way is because, remember, the men had the roses this week anyway. So yes, probably yes. What they were doing is just bringing all the women at once to kind of see. Well, bringing in most of the women at once, because we know there are seven guys. So that means they're going to have to bring in, you know, like a certain amount of women. So they bring in five other women to kind of see, okay, is this going to work that way? I'm wondering if they're going to actually have them blend together at a certain point.
Me too.
Or if you're going to find out at the rose ceremony.
I feel like they might bring back the woman so they're all hanging together for the maximum amount of drama. And then there will be a rose ceremony, you know. They can't leave us not having no drama.
And so I wonder if next week they're going to do the same thing to the guys.
That's what I wonder. Honestly, I could fast forward to do the guys part for the women. Because that's what I want to see.
Yeah, I would love to know who. And we know they're bringing Olu down because you've seen Olu in the promos. Yes. And can't wait to see that man on the beach. But I'm wondering who else they would bring down for like a Casa Amor style thing for women. So that's my second question for you all. If there was a group of men that you'd want to see in the women's Casa Amor side, which men would you want to see on Paradise or that segment?
Tell us. Yes, tell us. Stop what you're doing. Go to Spotify and answer our question right now. Which men would you want to see on Paradise? I already know, for me for sure, Olu, Leroy, and Justin. I don't want Justin to be come back on Paradise for me.
You want Justin to come back? Okay, so who do you think Justin would be a good match with then?
Oh, you're talking about for them. I'm talking about for me.
Oh, no, not for your personal Casa Amor. For the women on the show.
For my personal harem, you know? That's not what we're talking about. Oh, my bad.
No, we already have our personal harem list that other people don't need to know that about us. Okay? You and I know what our lists look like, and that's it.
So yes, y'all, tell us, who do you want to come on the show for these women? Not for yourselves, but also for yourselves.
But, I mean, if you want to tell us about for yourselves, that's totally fine. I would rather you probably DM that. Like, I'd probably do a poll thing like on IG where you can just write in your answer like, oh, what men would you want for your personal your paradise? So we'll do that, maybe. But that's what's happening in Bachelor as far as, I don't think, oh, Claire got engaged.
Yes, Claire got engaged. Did we talk about this last week? I think she got
engaged. No, we didn't. She just got engaged this week.
She got engaged this week. Very happy for her. So, so, so happy for her. Happy, so happy she's done with fucking Dale. My girl was going through it.
She sure was. Dale was putting her ass through it.
Mm-hmm. And she had a family issue she was dealing with. And I'm so happy she found a solid man that she can rely on. Congrats to Claire. She never gave up. And she found the person she wanted to be with. So
yes, I'm so happy for Claire. I wish her the very best. Y'all know that we never hated Claire. We just know that Claire is the most toxic couple to come out of.
Yes,
the show,
yes. Like, never hated Claire. Loved Cleo, but it could not last. And I'm very happy for her.
yes. So blissed out. Oh, Kayla Quinn is also pregnant. So Kayla Quinn, she is who they thought was going to be the Bachelorette instead of JoJo. So, you know, Wells is on JoJo's season. So, yeah. So that's who they kind of cast Wells for, because they thought Wells was more Kayla's type. Anyway, all this to say that she was a former contestant on The Bachelor. She hasn't really I think she did she go to Paradise that season? Yes. And I think there was something with Jared as well. And yeah, because, oh, also fun fact. So for those who remember these older seasons of Paradise, especially season two of Paradise, when Jared and Ashley met for the first time, you may also remember that Jared chose Claire Crawley over Ashley I. I did remember that and I enjoyed
Throwback.
that. So, but just, I think the season three was the one where Kayla was on. And that was like a thing as well. That was a thing with that and Jared as well. And Ashley, I think, talked shit about Kayla from what I remember. I could be wrong, could be somebody else entirely, but I remember it being Kayla. Remember being Kayla. Either way, she's happily married now and she's pregnant. She's what, 16 weeks pregnant, I think, something around that time. So very happy for her as well. I think someone else is also pregnant. A white lady, though. I don't know
No, I wouldn't.
who. Yeah,
No.
no, I'm thinking about it.
But
That's batch
yeah.
news. I can't think of anything else going on.
Yeah, that's nah, there's nothing else going on that I would want to talk about yet. So maybe next week. But yeah, that's it for me. We have next week, Monday and Tuesday. New episodes. We'll be talking about both next week. Love is Blind is coming out soon,
Next Wednesday, they
actually.
drop the first five
Yes.
episodes.
So I might be watching that. Not gonna lie to y'all.
Lex and
I'm
I
trying not
will
to spoil it.
just know Lex and I will not be able to record until Thursday because I am at work Monday to Wednesday next week, so
Oh,
I can't
same.
even watch until Thursday.
Same.
So it's gonna be an interesting week. Be trying to like, okay, let's record this episode, let's put this episode out, and then let's watch Love is Blind.
Yeah, basically. But we'll talk about Love is Blind when we get a chance.
Yeah, we
That's true.
will we'll be posting, of course, our live tweets and our live reactions from when we do get a chance to watch episodes as per usual, but our recap might just be a little bit behind. That's all.
Yeah. And it's fine. It's fine. It gives y'all a chance to watch it too, and then you can come back and listen to us when you're
Yeah,
done.
because I also really like covering it when all the episodes are out, so you can kind of just,
Yeah.
because like with the first five, then we're getting 6 to 10, then I think we're getting like the finale after that. So it's like, I kind of like it when we have most of the episodes out, so we can kind of space out how we talk about it.
Because y'all know it's gonna be something to talk about.
There's
This Love is
always
Blind
something to talk about.
is this Love is Blind is set in Dallas, right?
Correct, correct. It's in
Yes.
Dallas.
Yes. And I cannot wait for the DC one. I know they're casting for the DC one, so it might not come up till like
Yes.
next year or year after, but I cannot wait for that. I can't
Yes.
wait.
I would love to see who they get for that one. Because I
Me
know, I
too.
think Seattle is season four, if memory serves, and that's already casted and filmed. That's what I heard. The rumor is that it's already casted and filmed. So we're just waiting for editing and all that stuff, and that'll probably come out next year.
Next
And
year,
then,
next
yeah.
spring. Yeah. I'm excited. So look forward to that next week, y'all, because this show is turning out to be a dumpster fire.
It's turning out terribly, actually.
Like, I can see people's interest waning, and I'm like, yeah, I'm only doing this for the podcast, honestly, because the podcast is so enjoyable and tweeting with y'all is so enjoyable. But I see y'all are not as interested, and honestly, I cannot blame you. I can't.
And we have another month of this. It doesn't end
Yes.
until mid-November.
Oh, God. I guess we'll just see what happens. It better be worth it. It better be worth it.
And of course, as we get towards the end of October, we will be asking you who you think is going to be in the final couples at the end. Like, we want to hear your
Yes.
predictions, like, at the end of this. But I don't know how. I'm now trying to
I
stress
know.
about how we're going to cover Love is Blind while this is going on for like a whole other month. And
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It'll happen. It'll happen. It'll happen. I am interested to see who they're going to name as the next bachelor. They haven't named any. Oh, wait, they did
Yes, they
name somebody,
have.
didn't
The white
they?
guy. Yeah.
Oh, the white guy. Never mind. I thought they were going to name someone from Paradise Crew, but nope.
No.
Never mind, y'all. It's just another white
Correct.
person.
Correct. It's okay. I'm
As
not
usual.
watching it either.
I think I might watch it, honestly. Just just to make fun of them. Well, they will not run me out of this.
y'all know I only watch The Bachelor and Bachelorette to watch Paradise. So Paradise is my show. I don't care about any of that other shit unless it's with black leads and black contestants who actually win. So, you know, I don't care.
Yeah.
Sorry to you, Zach Shallcross, but I don't know who you are and I've never cared. So
He looks like he's just another bland white guy to me, honestly. I really don't care. I care about these jokes. That's what I care about.
You're like, I care about popping off these memes.
That's exactly. Exactly. This is my chosen form of creativity.
You know what? I'm going to if Lex watches The Bachelor this season, she's going to be responsible for posting a meme recap of the episode on Instagram. I'm going to make that her job. There's going to be no episode. It's going to be a meme recap on the page.
You got to be on me too. Like, I'll post a meme recap. Yeah. No, damn it.
That's what's going to happen. It's just going to be like, oh, you want to watch a show so bad? Maybe you should do some coverage. Maybe you should do some work. Meme recap.
That's fine. I will do a meme and Twitter recap. It's fine.
But yeah, that's all I got. I mean, I'm just excited to get to Love is Blind. I'm hopeful for something better to come from Paradise because I'm very disappointed with where it's at right now. We haven't even had the second rose ceremony yet. Episode 5 still ends without a rose ceremony.
And only one rose ceremony. What is going on? So we need to be running through these rose ceremonies quick.
Yes. Honestly. Yes. So we'll see what happens next week. But until then, do you have anything else you want to add, Lex?
Nope. You can take us out, Jen.
All right, if you insist. See, now she's making me do work. I don't know what this is about, but I'm not I'm Jen. She's Lex. We are the Blasherettes. We will catch you next week covering episodes 6 and 7. Damn.
Catch you next time, y'all. Bye. Another long one.